This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The federal government, the Department of Housing and Urban Development specifically, released its annual homelessness point-in-time survey a couple of weeks ago, the closest thing to an actual count of people living in shelters or temporary housing or completely unsheltered that we've got. A little bit more than 650,000 people last year, a record since the count began more than 15 years ago, and a 12% increase from 2022. Homelessness is, of course, a challenge in most big cities, but Houston has bucked that trend for years now. Since 2012, it's moved something like 30,000 people living on the streets into permanent housing. It's been able to do that because there's been a relatively low cost of living and plenty of cheap apartments. But the city is becoming less affordable, and some federal funding for homelessness is drying up. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has the story.
In a puffy black jacket, old Houston Oilers hat, and rosary, Derek Escobedo flips through his phone to show me photos of his new apartment while we sit on a bench at a park northwest of Houston.
They gave me everything, furniture and everything. Look at the kitchen.
At 34 years old, it's the first place he's called home.
My mom was murdered. My dad was murdered. And then I went to foster care when I was just 13 years old. And then from foster care, I ended up going to prison.
After he got out a year ago, he started living out of his car.
When I was homeless, I didn't love myself. But then when you actually get an apartment, and you're like, wow, I finally got my own place. It's unbelievable.
It was Houston's coordinated network of homelessness advocacy groups that connected him with a support system, a job, and a permanent federally subsidized home. But while Houston has been touted for its centralized housing-first approach to homelessness that helps people like Escobedo, the area has had some market forces on its side. Market forces that are changing. I meet up with Houston area landlord Jamil Hassan outside one of his properties in a historically black neighborhood near Texas Southern University.
This building was an original building built in 1930s.
Hassan coordinates with Houston's Coalition for the Homeless to provide apartment units for their clients. Federal housing vouchers are used to pay rent, so Hassan has to charge what the government says is fair.
Sometimes we don't agree with that, but that's a balance that every landlord have to see what's their bottom line. Some of the apartment I used to rent for $1,500. Fair market rent says $1,325. I have to go with $1,325.
He's balancing that fair market rent with increased property taxes, insurance rates, and utility costs.
So when you see the rent increase is 30%, we always like to blame the landlord, but if the thing's gone up by 40%, they have to make it up. Only thing is passing the cost to the tenant, and that's where we are seeing the squeeze.
For now, he says, it's still worth it to work with the unhoused population, but he's just one landlord. Ashley Young with the Coalition for the Homeless works with landlords across Houston to find available housing units. She worries about the expiration of COVID-19 related funds that were used to set aside apartments for people experiencing homelessness.
If they're holding the units off the market, we were able to offer what's called some landlord incentive fees. It can offset those initial move-in costs and stuff.
That funding goes away this year, all while a bigger concern is looming.
Being priced out.
There are signs that housing is becoming less accessible in Houston. A Rice University study found that median rent between 2015 and 2021 increased about 30% and outpaced income growth in the Houston area. And recent eviction filings are roughly 40% more than the pre-pandemic average per Princeton University's eviction lab.
Even though we do have like programs and people at the coalition who help with increase of income or getting people to connected to jobs.
It may not be enough for people to stay self-sufficient when their housing vouchers run out. And as the cost of living increases, the staff who run these homelessness programs are also feeling the pinch themselves. Mike Nichols is the outgoing CEO of the Coalition for the Homeless.
Care providers have not, overall, from what I read, they have not kept up economically with inflation. We continue to have way too much turnover for case managers.
In many ways, Houston area homelessness advocates are trying to do more with less. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.